Shalom to you, brothers and sisters. You're blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it's another day, and it is the Lord that has given us this day to rejoice and be glad in it. And I trust that He's got something for us to feast on. He's always invited us to His banquet, to His table. We sing in our hymn, Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. And indeed, He invites His chosen ones to dine. And today He has invited us to come and dine. I pray that we are able to get the right proportion of meal that is required for us this day in the name of Jesus. Amen. We have been dealing yesterday with the bread which the Lord has given, and we took our text from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, laying emphasis on verse 3, but we will start from verse 1 to read to get the actual context of what the scripture is saying. So we'll read from Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, from verse 1. It reads, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. I pray that the word add blessings to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, we had spoken from these particular verses yesterday, and we're able to establish that the source of our sustenance is from God and God only. Even the very bread, the very food, the very meal we eat, it is given by God, and it was God who created all things. It came by the word of the Lord. It was God who said that herbs should be given as food, and that's why we can have it as food. So our sustenance comes from God. And we see that's how that God fed the children of Israel in the wilderness 40 years. They did not eat the natural food, but the supernatural one given by God. So we will move a step further to understand that first, that there is nothing that God does without fulfilling His purpose. God doesn't just do things to meet the needs of people. First, He has to fulfill purpose. There must have been a design. For we are serving a God who worketh all things according to the purpose of His will, according to the counsel of His will. We see that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. So God did not just feed the children of Israel because they were hungry. No. He could have maybe sent the raven to give them their food, as He did in the case of Elijah. He could have allowed some plants, some fruits, some trees to grow in the wilderness for them. Yes, He is God. He can do all things. But how, why did he choose to feed them to become their means instead of creating other means of food for them? So there is a purpose why God decided to feed his people. He is doing that to fulfill his intention, to display his will to those whom he has chosen. Now, let's get back to how these people were before they wandered in the wilderness. Remember that the children of Israel, though they were God's people, but they had spent over 100 years, maybe about 135, 37 years in the land of Egypt as slaves. And majority of them were actually born in Egypt. So all they knew was Egypt and Pharaoh. They were subject to the laws in Egypt. They responded to the commandments of Pharaoh. They were subject to the food, the medications, the culture of the Egyptians. Even though they knew that there was a God whom their father worshipped, there was a promise that they had, but they were not confident of this God, they were not confident of this promise, because they were slaves in the land of Egypt, and all that the Egyptians know is Pharaoh. So it was only those, perhaps there were some of them who could have found favor in the sight of the Egyptians, whom the Egyptians would have loved. Such kind would have wined and dined with the Egyptians, would have attended the feast of the Egyptians, would have eaten the food for the of the nobles of the Egyptians, and thereby would have some way fallen into the hands of the gods of the Egyptians. So they were the people of Israel. They were already engrossed, their mind were already conformed to the Egyptian culture. And even though they will claim that they were not Egyptians, they were the children of God, they were the chosen people, just like their leader Moses, who was running away from Egypt, who was being clothed with the garments of the Egyptians. And when he was seen on the way, he was referred to as an Egyptian. So these people could not, though they could deny with their lips, but the desire in them turned towards Egypt. So for God to bring them out of Egypt and into the promised land, where he wanted them to live by the law, by the word of God, God had to ensure that first and foremost, he takes away the desire of Egypt. He takes away the hunger of Egypt from these people. You could see that even when they were in the wilderness, being fed of God, they still referred back to the leeks and cucumber and garlic that they took in Egypt. It shows you that they still had that desire for the things, for sin. So also believers, in our days, the Bible says that we were aliens carried about by dumb idols who were conformed to this world. But it takes first God calling us out and bringing us into the commonwealth of his kingdom. We have to put away our former desire and take in the desire of God. But how will God do this? First, he creates a design. The hunger serves as a design that, you know, when an hunger can actually tame a wild beast, so how much more humans? So you can see that he first allowed them to hunger, and that's what the scripture says here in verse 3. He said, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, So God's design was that they, when he brought them out of Egypt, he caused them to be hungry so that he can tame the proud and carnal minds to trust only on him, Yahweh. And that is why he allowed them to be hungry in the wilderness. And then when they were hungry, they cried out. They had only one source. Maybe if they were in Egypt, they would have cried out to Pharaoh. But in this at this point, they were in the wilderness. There was no other means of sustenance but Yahweh. So they had to cry out to God. And then God gave them not another means of food. God did not grow plants in the wilderness. God gave them his bread. The bread which the Lord had given, which we call manna. So he gave them manna. And this manna is what they lived by. But you know, the people were carried away by the bread which they see daily, which they received daily, which they ate daily. And because they were sustained by these for 40 years in the wilderness, we did emphasize how that they stayed 40 years in the wilderness and they were not sick. None of them was feeble. They did not die of any form of sickness. And we see that there was power in the manna. But they failed to understand that what was keeping them was not just the literal bread, but the bread was the symbol. That bread was just a symbol of the power of God that was given to them. And what that power of God is what they were to live by daily. Yes, we need food, literal food, to survive. We need literal food to live on this earth, for this body to be strengthened to carry out its daily activities. And the same thing the Israelites required was required by of the Israelites. But however, what kept them going? What gave them divine health? What made them to be strong? What gave them the wisdom to face their enemies was not just the literal bread that fell from heaven, but there was a bread that they received and lived by, but they were not conscious of. And that was the bread that gave them the strength. That was the bread that gave them the ability to have divine health. It was the law. Amen. For the Bible said in the book of Leviticus chapter 18, verse 5, he says, "And he shall keep my statutes and my judgment, and if a man do, he shall live in them, and I am the Lord." So God was telling them that the law and the commandments of God is what they will live by. So they were to live by the law, by the commandments of God. And this commandment is what kept them through 40 years in the wilderness. They were not conscious of it in Exodus chapter 24, when verse 1 to 3, when Moses has sprinkled the blood upon them and upon all the instruments, and then they told Moses, they said, "All that the Lord has said, we will do. That is, we will live by. Whatever He commands us, that is what we will do." So it was the law that they lived by that kept them. So it was not just the bread, for man shall not live by bread only. It was not the bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. That is the word, that is what man will live by. And that is what was said to Joshua. He said, "This book of the law, you will meditate upon it day and night. It shall not depart from your mouth. You must eat it daily." So it was not just the bread. They were looking at the bread. It's just like the water, the rock that followed them. When the rock followed them, we know definitely that literally the rock did not, there was not a literal rock that followed them. But the rock that they drank out of, the Bible made us to understand that that rock was Christ. The same way the bread was Christ, but this time in form of the law. It came to them. And as long as they lived by it, as long as they moved by it, they were going to have good health. They were going to have sound mind. They were going to have good success. They were going to defeat their enemies. They were going to continue in it until that would take them to the promised land. It was the bread that the Lord had given. It was to them the law of the Lord. David said they are perfect converting the soul. And this same law, he told them, he told Joshua, he said it will not depart out of your mouth. You will meditate upon it day and night. Amen. So as we continue, we're going to see how this bread has transformed and has come to us in our day. And as we continue to meditate and to feed upon it, we will have even eternal life. May the Lord bless you richly in Jesus' name. Amen.